You may recall that the government of Barbados announced that it is paying severance to 89 Barbadians who formerly worked with LEAD. In response, Antigua said that's not good enough because, in its view, Barbados should be paying severance to other former LEAD workers in keeping with its level of shareholding in the collapsed airline. Monitoring Observer Radio in Antigua this morning, this is what we heard.
Former LEAD workers clamoring for long overdue severance are being given a new offer from the Antigua and Barbuda government. Information Minister Melford Nicholas says 32% of the monies owed is the latest proposal on the table for the former LEAD 1974 limited staff. The government says the figure is in sync with its 32% share in the regional carrier and reiterated that it cannot reasonably be expected to bear a bigger share of the burden than it may be legally required to contribute had the airline owned assets sufficient to meet its debt obligations.
I think from a standpoint of what may now be required to bring this matter to closure is for collaboration between all of the equity holders in LEAD to be able to ante up and to meet the obligation at their level. And the level from Antigua, based on our 32% prior shareholding in LEAD, would mean that we are responsible for 32% of what would be 100% payout and the obligation to all of the employees, which would be considerably less than they put on the table before.
Has there been any conversation with the other governments and have they decided to...
No, I think that is a position looking towards the future of what it may be. We still are committed to meeting the what we put on the table for the LEAD employees, but there seems not to be any... how should I say? We're not at IDEM with those who, with the workers' union, the Antigua Barbuda workers' union, who seems to be of the opinion, the misguided opinion, I just say, that they're in a position to negotiate.
It is estimated that the 32% payment will cost the government around 10 million EC dollars. The Antigua and Barbuda workers' union, which represents the former LEAD workers in Antigua and Barbuda, is currently reviewing this latest offer. And staying with news on air travel, Nicholas has said that the Antigua Airways collaboration and the current circumstances surrounding the affair are an indication that the deal fell flat. It was the government's intention to establish a route between St. John's and Abuja, Nigeria, to connect the Caribbean with Africa, but that initiative has been plagued with tribulations. Hundreds of Cameroonians who arrived here were left stranded after allegedly being promised onward journeys to the U.S. by those who organized the charter flights.
The first move towards establishing air routes came to this end would be an indication that this was not an wholesome full experience, and it's not a question of crying over spilt milk, it's to accept the reality as it has been presented. I indicated earlier that we are still in discussion with an established airline in West Africa from Nigeria, Airpeace, and it is likely that in the foreseeable future that we will reach to some type of collaboration between Airpeace and what we would wish to establish here within the Caribbean with respect to inter-regional travel as well.
The Eastern Caribbean Civil Aviation Authority halted Antigua Airways charter operations last month as the charter did not comply with regulatory requirements. The airline's inaugural flight touched down at the V.C. Byrd International Airport on Independence Day, November 1st, last year.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.